Morning again on Wednesday, the 28th of October. This is Morning Ireland on RTE Radio 1 with Mary Wilson and Gavin Jennings. The news is read by Brian Jennings.
The Gardaí say that there has been an increase of 18% in calls for help from domestic violence victims over the last year, as well as a 14% increase in detections for breaches of court orders. Today they have announced a new phase of Operation Fuishiv, which they say entails a renewed focus on the enforcement of court orders and the prosecution of offenders. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
The launch of Operation Fuishiv Phase 3 today is, the Gardaí say, a further drive to arrest and bring before the courts offenders who have breached domestic violence legislation, in particular court orders. Incidents of domestic violence and detections of the crime have increased since the operation was established. Calls to the Gardaí are up 18% on last year. Detections for breaches of court orders increased by 14%, and 107 people are facing prosecution. Gardaí also say they've made over 15,000 contacts or attempts to contact victims, and along with the Divisional Protective Services Unit and a Divisional Victim Services Office in every Gardaí division. Frontline Gardaí will also respond to calls for help. The head of the National Protective Services Bureau says the operation is in place to ensure domestic violence victims feel safe. Detective Chief Superintendent Declan Daly has also stressed that travel restrictions do not apply to victims of domestic violence or anyone helping them to escape a risk of harm.
Today's cabinet meeting is expected to be dominated by discussions on the fallout from the controversy over the handling of legislation on mother and baby homes. The Minister for Children, Roderick O'Gorman, will update the Cabinet on the plans to publish the report of the Commission of Investigation into Mother and Baby Homes. Sandra Hurley of our political staff.
The government was taken by surprise by the strength of the backlash against the decision to pass a new law relating to records from mother and baby homes. TDs have also received a huge volume of complaints. The Commission of Investigation's 4,000-page report is due to be delivered to the Minister on Friday, but it will not be published until December or January. It's understood that it will be vetted by the Attorney-General, the Director of Public Prosecutions and an Garda Síochána to see whether it could jeopardise prosecutions. The Minister for Children will also discuss updating adoption tracing legislation, which is seen as inadequate, and he will set out plans for the previously announced legislation to allow further excavations at Tuam.
The Health Service Executive is to apologise today to the nearly 2,000 people who were asked to do their own contact tracing after they tested positive for COVID-19 earlier this month. Politicians will question representatives from the HSE about the test and trace system when they appear before the Joint Committee on Health later this morning. Aisling Kenny of our political staff.
In an opening statement to the Oireachtas Joint Committee on Health, the HSE's national lead for testing and tracing, Niamh O'Byrne, will say that the rapid rise in COVID-19 cases earlier this month exceeded the capacity of the HSE's tracing system. She will point out that 6 weeks ago, 8,500 calls a week were being made by contact tracers, and this had increased in the last week to over 38,000 calls. Ms O'Byrne will tell committee members that the decision to ask 1,971 people to notify their own close contacts was taken to ensure that each person received information as quickly as possible. She will say that while this was clearly not ideal, it was deemed to be the only viable option in order to deal with the most recent cases quickly and reset the system. Ms O'Byrne will apologise to those affected and say that the HSE plans to call everyone it missed this week to check they were able to identify contacts and advise them to be tested.
The Chief Medical Officer has said Ireland can lower the number of cases of COVID-19 quickly if those who have symptoms or test positive self-isolate and everyone else limits their contacts. However, Dr. Tony Houlihan said it was too early to say the country had turned a corner following the introduction of Level 5 restrictions last week. Our correspondent Orla O'Donnell reports.
There were fewer than 1,000 new cases of COVID-19 on 3 of the last 4 days, the chief medical officer said, and the positivity rate was slightly lower at 5.7%. Dr. Tony Houlihan said numbers were moving in the direction public health authorities wanted them to, but it was definitely not at the stage where they could say Ireland had turned a corner. Dr. Houlihan said he believed the contact tracing system was robust. He said the breakdown in the system just over a week ago, as well as staff shortages in the National Virus Reference Laboratory, were not a factor in the slightly lower figures, although he said it was possible some close contacts would not be detected because of the problems. He said he had hope and optimism about the progress the country could make if people who tested positive self-isolated and everyone else limited their contacts, he said, the country could get back to low levels of cases quickly.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Ulster Bank. Thinking of switching your mortgage? The Ulster Bank mortgage team are available to talk. Hail, rain or shine.
Cool and very windy today with sunny spells and showers. Some of the showers will be heavy and prolonged, with hail and a risk of isolated thunderstorms, mainly in the western half of the country. Highest temperatures 9 to 11 degrees. There's a warning that westerly winds will occasionally reach gale force today on Irish coastal waters from Valentia to Slinehead to Rossall Point. Southwesterly gales will develop later tonight on Irish coastal waters from Mizzenhead to Valentia to Loophead.